in rural Knox County in western Illinois, where gravel roads cut through open prairie. Writer and Knox College professor Sin Kitchen has been paying attention to seasons, to loss, and to faith. After years of writing and revising, Kitchen's new poetry collection, Broken Alleluia, is coming into the world. Jane Carlson has more.
A raccoon croaked in the ditch down the road where, years ago, workers poured a concrete abutment to keep the farmer's field from washing towards the river.
Kitchen lives on what she calls a slab of land at the border of trees and prairie near Mequon.
Her plump body curled in repose, nose nestled in fur as if there was no reason to travel any further.
Through the large plate glass windows of her house, she's watched the changing of seasons and the cycles of life.
The tableau lives, or dies, at the bottom of a rise where I walk, dock, along the gravel way that he marks every few feet, covering a scent I cannot smell with another.
We've been listening to Kitchen read a portion of her poem, The Tableau.
Winter preserves the carcass, no aroma of decay, to summon coyotes, leaving the body unmolested behind its mausoleum wall. Doc and I will continue to pay respect until her body disappears, or for that matter, we do.
Kitchen has lived in this rural setting and has been looking out those windows and walking her dogs for 14 years. She says the poems in Broken Hallelujah began taking shape after she had been out there for a while, watching, listening, and trying to translate what she saw into language.
I started out kind of trying to capture things in photographs, and then one day it struck me, you know, you could probably try to capture these images in language as well.
Kitchen grew up in Galesburg, and she did not dream of becoming a writer. She did not become one until she was in her 30s.
Had lived a life where I was a young wife, raising a family, high school graduate, no real career aspirations, and difficulties in life created a kind of selfish urge in me to do something that was just for me. And so I took a creative writing class at Carl Sandburg College and never dreamed that it would lead somewhere else and that it would spark what it did.
Kitchen says that class unlocked the writer in her and let her off the leash. She continued her education at Knox College, earning degrees in English and creative writing, then got an MFA at Spalding University. She began teaching at Knox and published a short story collection. But poetry, she says, was her first genre and the one she eventually returned to after what she calls a 16-year detour. The poems in Broken Hallelujah are rooted in prairie life, but they are also shaped by grief and the changing seasons of Kitchen's life, from her mother's death to entering her own era of becoming a grandmother.
I never really thought of winter as a beautiful time. Everything's dead. There's nothing beautiful about winter, right? But when I got in close proximity to it, I began to see things a little bit differently. And I, you know, at the same time was seeing my mother in the winter of her life, and being able to just pay reverence to that seemed to make good sense to me.
The collection moves through solitude, memory, and loss, while remaining attentive to what Kitchen calls small, luminous moments. She says the title reflects that tension, praise that is imperfect and sometimes hesitant, but still offered.
I think about the whole collection as being kind of this prayer in some way, but it's flawed, like everything else, like everything in nature, like what lives and then what has to die, what once is vibrant but then fades and drains and becomes brittle and lost.
While many of the poems in Broken Hallelujah were previously published, Kitchen says getting the collection into the world took persistence. She began submitting the manuscript in 2017 and racked up 90 rejections, followed by multiple revisions, before the book was accepted by Finishing Line Press. She says she tells her students that rejection is part of the work.
Over time, the one thing that I have figured out that separates people who get published from people who don't get published is that people who get published never give up.
Pre-orders of Broken Hallelujah are available on Kitchen's website or the publisher's website, with the book officially published this summer. And the creative writing professor, who never dreamed of becoming a writer, says poetry should have a wide audience. Kitchen says poetry is about saying really important things in really beautiful ways. I'm Jane Carlson.